A parliamentary committee in Western Australia says fetal alcohol spectrum disorder may be more prevalent than Down syndrome, but a lack of data means that no one really knows how common it is. The committee's found that the incidence of the disorder in Aboriginal communities could be higher than 25%. It says there are also likely to be many cases in the mainstream that are going unreported and untreated. David Weber reports.
The committee found that the major issue with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is that many doctors don't know how to identify it. The chair of the committee, Janet Woollard.
We know from the hearings and the submissions that have been made to the committee that in some communities it could be 25%, in other communities it could be much higher.
An inability to remember things must be having a major impact on education outcomes?
Well, to start with, you know, when the children are born, it's not picked up that they have FASD because you can't see it. You can't noticeably see that a child has FASD.
You can only see it in those extreme cases.
You can see it for FAS, fetal alcohol syndrome, not for FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Therefore, those children start school, and because of the difficulties they have in learning and because they're more inclined to respond to suggestions of maybe misbehaviour, you know, a few people are going to get in trouble, they don't think about the consequences from that trouble as much. So they end up in trouble at school, they get behind at school, and things get worse and worse. They don't understand the consequences of their behaviour, and so they're repeat offenders.
If governments don't commit funding to try to resolve these issues, the outcomes in the long term could be very damaging.
Oh, look, we know. You know, for every child that's born, it's costing $1 million to the community. But it's not just that cost to the community. It's the cost to that child, the family, and their local community as well. You know, we have to take a stand now, and we have to make sure that funding is put into this area to stop more children being born who have brain injuries.
Perth's Institute of Child Health Research has been looking into FASD for years. Statistically, the rate of FASD is less than 1 in 1,000 babies. Epidemiologist Carol Bauer.
That's an underestimate because we have other research data that show that most health professionals aren't aware of all the characteristics of fetal alcohol syndrome, and so it's unlikely that they'll be making the diagnosis and therefore won't be notifying cases to the register. So we know it's underestimated. The data we have show that it's higher in Aboriginal populations, and the other thing is that Aboriginal communities are very concerned about alcohol exposure in pregnancy, and they've really led the way, I think, in trying to find out how common the condition is.
Is it a similar situation across the country, that this is a largely hidden problem?
Yes, and the research that we did in collaboration with the University of Sydney and the Australian Paediatric Surveillance Unit found that under recognition of fetal alcohol syndrome across the country.
Carol Bauer says the average age of diagnosis for FAS is about 3 years. The age for diagnosis for FASD is higher because it's often not picked up until the child is at school.
David Weber.